With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, September 6th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, week two of the high school football season means the beginning of district play for some and the continuation of non-district competition for others, but either way, it was some good action around the area last night. Let's get you caught up on week two of the high school football season, taking a look at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, and we'll start in Class 8 player as we do each and every weekend. In District 1, where Remsen St. Mary started district play with a loss on the road at Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire, the Titans beat the Hawks 54-15. Dalton Klein had a pair of passing touchdowns in the losing effort. Bo Johnson and Elijah Schrader, his top targets in completing those passing touchdowns. Elsewhere in District 1, Kingsley Pearson was credited a forfeit victory over Siouxland Christian, who canceled their season. Northwood Kensett doubled up Harris Lake Park 40-20, and it was St. Edmund beating Newell Fonda 64-28. Over to Class A District 1, it was number 3 ranked MMCRU picking up a second win to start the year. They are 2-0 for the first time in 11-man history at MMCRU, and they did so in a big way with a dominant 41-6 win over number 10 ranked Hinton. And boy, Eli Harpenaugh did a lot of things for the Royals in the victory. He completed 14 of 18 passes for 129 yards and a touchdown. He also ran the ball 12 times for 128 yards and two touchdowns. John Schmellen ran the ball 15 times for 69 yards and two scores. Gage Johnson was the receiving target that hauled in the touchdown pass from Harpenaugh. He had four catches for 63 yards in that score. And Michael Schmellen had an interception return for a touchdown to help the Royals crush Hinton, again by a margin of 41-6. The Blackhawk only touchdown came through the air. Cole Friesen, 3 of 8 for 40 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 33 yards and picked off a pass. Logan Kempema had the touchdown catch. He had two catches for 30 yards. Micah Robbins had nine tackles in the Hinton loss. District play began for Galen Catholic football, and after being tied at 14 at the half, Sibley O'Cheadon scores 35 unanswered points to down the Jays 49-14. Wyatt Coons had 14 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Mason Small was in the right place at the right time, and he picked off a very misguided pass in the end zone for a touchdown. He didn't even have to return that football and was credited with the touchdown early in the contest, but those heroics in the first half were unable to carry the Jays, again falling 49-14 to start district play. Elsewhere in Class A District 1, West Sioux down 10th-ranked Sioux Central 41-14. Hartley Melvin Sanborn survives South O'Brien, defeating the Wolverines 18-17. Over to Class A District 8, the Akron-Westfield football team opens up district play 1-0, handing Westwood a loss by a score of 29-19. Brody Hoffman scored the first two rushing touchdowns for Akron Westfield. Caden Netley added another score on the ground, while Caleb Johnson completed a touchdown pass to Nolan Lara. All of Akron Westfield's 29 points came in the first half, and they were able to hold off Westwood in the second half for the 10-point win. Elsewhere in Class A District 8, 6th-ranked Woodbury Central dominated West Monona into a shutout, 42-0. St. Albert beat IKM Manning 31-26, and it was Logan Magnolia in non-district action beating Missouri Valley 31-0. Over to Class 4A District 1, a top 10 battle in Lamar's at Jim Lorenzen Field saw the 7th-ranked Bulldogs fall to the number 1-ranked Bishop Heelan Crusaders 27-12. It was 20-0 at half. The Bulldogs got it to 20-12, but then gave up a big score late that gave the Crusaders a 2-possession lead and ultimately a 2-possession victory. Jamie Sitzman completed 50% of his passes, 12 of 24 for 207 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for 37 yards on the ground. Tyson Augustine was certainly a top target. He had four receptions for 96 yards and a touchdown. Andrew Grant had five receptions for 78 yards and a score. He also recorded 8.5 tackles and a sack. Chase Hammonds, he was all over the Bishop Heelan quarterback with two sacks in the loss. Tegan Bogue had 9 tackles. Nolan Grage had 3.5 tackles and a forced fumble, as Lamar's is now 1-1 to start the year. Elsewhere in Class 4A District 1, big win for number 8 ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton as the Warriors defeat Lewis Central 30-27. And how many times are we going to say this? Lewis Central's 0-2 to start the year. Elsewhere in District 1, 3rd ranked Fort Dodge survives another very close game to start the year as the Dodgers defeat Webster City 7-6. Spencer beat Carroll 27-19. Storm Lake took a loss to Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 38-12. And it was Sioux City West over South Sioux City of Nebraska 19-7. Now to some other matchups. In Hinton's district, in Class 1A District 1, it was the Beef Bowl in Rock Rapids. And the only one enjoying the beef was West Lyon. Number 2 ranked West Lyon rolls past 5th ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock in a 39-0 win in the Beef Bowl. MVAOCOU, they had a big win over Manson Northwest Webster, 42-12. Ridgeview was a winner over South Central Calhoun, 28-6. It was Alta Aurelia taking a loss to East Sac County, 25-15, while Lawton Bronson goes on the road down Pocahontas area, 17-12. In Class 2A District 1, Western Christian gets a nice 21-17 win over Spirit Lake. 10th ranked Cherokee doubles up Esterville Lincoln Central, 28-14. Class 2A District 2 action, Okoboji thumps Boyden Hall Rock Valley 37-6. It was number 2 ranked OABCIG downing the defending Class A champion, 5th ranked Tri-Center, 18-14. It was a top ranked Kemper Catholic, a winner over 5th ranked Algona, 52-21. 9th ranked Emmitsburg defeats Southeast Valley, 34-27. In Class 3A District 1, 7th ranked MOC Floyd Valley, an emotional win over Unity Christian, 28-18. Sioux Center, they get past Sheldon, 35-14. And number 3 ranked Humboldt falls to 4th ranked Clear Lake, 23-7. Finally, some Class 5A football scores for you. 9th ranked Sioux City East, they go on the road, a long road trip to defeat Norwalk, 23-13. While Sioux City North falls to Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 34-10. As always, any football scores that you may need, you can find them at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. However, unlike some of our Saturday sports updates that solely focus on the sport of football, we have some cross-country to tell you about on Friday yesterday, as a couple of area high school teams were in Sioux Falls at the Augustana University Twilight Meet, and that meet that takes place each and every year in the first week of September. On the girls' side of the meet, the Bulldogs finished in 44th as a team. Again, these pull teams from all over the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, you name it. They're coming up to Sioux Falls for this cross-country meet. The Bulldogs were led by Kara Solinsky, who came in a time of 21:32.29. That was good for 245th place. Again, at a meet like this, you look at the times. Placement is a little tricky to get a good gauge on. Aaliyah Bolkin was 274th with a time of 21:53.03. Woodbury Central, Kingsley Pearson, River Valley also in attendance. They were led by Rachel Putzi, who finished in the top 186th with the time of 19:38.04. On the boys' side of the meet, the Woodbury Central, Kingsley Pearson, River Valley boys finished 54th as a team. Lamar's did not have enough varsity runners to score as a team, but they were led individually by Joni Sanchez. He came home with a 325th place finish in a time of 18:20.1. Devin Metcalf led WCKPRV in 332nd with a time of 18:21.46. Boston Baker was 406th for WCKPRV, 19:02.01. Drake Susie, 456th for WCKPRV, 19:41.98. And Isaac Beller of Lamar's, 460th with the time of 19:45.56. And again, showing how good the competition was, the winner of the boys' meet, 14:22.11. That is a ridiculously fast time to run a 5K, and it shows just the level of competition that was taking place in Sioux Falls yesterday. Those cross-country results, they can also be found along with the football scores from yesterday on our website at KLEM1410.com. Taking a look now at the sports schedule for today. As far as high school sports are concerned, just one thing is on the docket as MMCRU Volleyball heads up to the Ridgeview Classic in Holstein today. Best of luck to the Royals there. There are a number of college football games of note around the region as well. Of course, none bigger than the Cy-Hawk game. Iowa at Iowa State today, and that should be a great contest over the midday. Akron is at Nebraska. It is South Dakota State at Montana State. South Dakota is at Lamar, and Northern Iowa is at Wyoming. In Great Plains Athletic Conference football, the Dort Defenders open their season at home against Dakota Wesleyan today in Sioux Center. Morningside is at Briar Cliff in the 23rd ever meeting of the Crosstown Rivals. Midland is at Hastings. It is Mount Marty at Waldorf, and Doan is at Concordia in GPAC football. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.